Dr. Robbie Ludwig is here. Hi, Dr. Robbie.
Good morning.
A nationally known psychotherapist, of course. Thank you for joining us this morning. And this is actually a request from a listener who's having some issues with her teenage kids.
Why do teens lie to their parents about anything from who they're dating to who they're hanging out with to what movie they saw?
Adolescence is the time developmentally when kids are really separating from their parents. And they're identifying with their own peer group. And part of that process is really very healthy. You do want your teen to be plugged into their peer group. Having said that, this is often the time that creates a lot of conflict with parents because kids are also in defining their own selfhood. Sometimes they do that via lying. Now, basically, lying is a way to create a boundary. It's a way to somehow resist getting into trouble and doing what you want to do. And adolescence really is a time about rebellion, playing around with behavior and consequences. And so teenagers will often lie so they can do what they want to do, yet sidestep trouble.
Dr. Robbie, what should a parent do to get their teen not to lie about things like drugs and alcohol and whether or not they were driving with someone who had been drinking, that kind of thing, more serious stuff?
I think that's where having a good relationship with your child comes in. So you can say something like, listen, I know it's normal to fib and engage in white lies about certain things. That's human nature. But when it comes to situations that can negatively impact your life, that's when we need to draw a line. So if you're ever driving with somebody who has too much to drink or has done drugs, that could put your life at risk. If you see that somebody is texting or emailing while driving, these are all behaviors which can be lethal. And because I care about your life, come and tell me, and we can figure out how to deal with it together. The parent who is less frightening, the parent who is less obviously judgmental, will have an easier time convincing their child to speak to them.
Dr. Robbie Ludwig, as always, a pleasure. And if you'd like to listen to this again, it'll be posted on our website at magicvariety.com under the morning blog. And you can also connect to Dr. Robbie's website as well and reach out to her.